Love, guys.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, the show that has photographic evidence that Bigfoot does exist. He is currently wrestling under WWE as the Great Khali. On the news tap this week, let's meet our panelists. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, from New York City, the young, the studly VRM.
4 weeks till beer day for me. 4 weeks and counting.
CM Punk does not approve.
And
1 minute, 23 seconds. We have a new record. And, ladies and gentlemen, from God knows where, the man who is identified by a number, Fourth.
It's good to be here, and I just want to say I find it ironic that Rhino said Kurt Angle crossed the line in a promotion that slogan is cross the line.
Well, TNA has been crossing the line of good taste for the past 6 years. And speaking about crossing the line, here's somebody who has crossed the line. You can see her on you have seen her on Impact this week. And you can also see her on WWE.com getting a kiss from the Great Khali. Just check out the Slammies page, you'll see why. Nikki Hayman.
Liar. Liar. You are a freaking liar. It might have happened once, but I must have been drunk. All right, where did you say this was? Slammies?
Slammies, WWE.com.
Okay. I am going to debunk this rumor right now. Introduce everybody else.
Okay. And our fearless leader, the game show king, well, next to Brad Rutter, Ted Jennings, Kevin Olmstead, and anybody else who's won over $1 million on the game show, Jason Block.
If Santino Marella would have learned and listened to anything I said, he would have been able to do that split successfully Monday night.
Oh, good.
But by the way, that was comedy gold. And by the way, how wonderful was that to see Molina's flexibility Monday night?
Oh.
And from the other side of the spectrum, I thought you guys had better eyes than this. That is not Khali kissing me. That is Mark Henry in drag. You better believe it.
And how do we
moving right along.
And how do we score that, Joel, Mr. Letterman? Yes.
By the way, we must have a small. We have a small announcement to make to kick off the show. Nikki.
Yes.
Before he falls asleep tonight.
Okay.
Tell the man who is your bodyguard happy birthday from all of us here at the North American Wrestling Connection.
Yes, sir. Yes, to Bear.
Indeed. Happy birthday, Bear. He's already on his way home. We shared dinner and a movie this evening. We went to see Punisher Warzone. And I will say this. It was a very accurate depiction of the Punisher, but the last I checked, this was supposed to be an action movie, not a slasher flick.
We have reviews for Punisher Warzone from other critics, and let's get their results. Thank you.
Well, let's put it this way. I when I walked out of the theater, I had to stop in the restroom and wring out all the blood and every shred of clothing I was wearing. It was that gory.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
They had to pause the movie to wipe the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been worse. This also could have had Kevin Nash in it.
Then at least they would have been able to put him out of my misery.
Then he then he would have been given a proper burial.
Yes.
Let's get this show on the road right now, and we start with a game called, well, WWE, you know, when they start taping two SmackDowns in advance, this allows the wrestlers more freedom to go overseas and put on a fantastic show.
You know, we give WWE a lot of shit every year. But as you all know, this is, what is this, their sixth year of doing this?
Yeah, this is year six.
And, and JBL, who, by the way, cut a killer promo this week on Raw, was the one who originated this idea. And with the USO and the Army Entertainment Division, they put on a hell of a show for the troops, and I saved them. Kudos for doing this every year. And, Vince, thank you for what you're doing. Seriously. No joke.
Very much so.
And a whole bunch of pictures from Tribute to the Troops are up on WWE.com. The show, I think, is scheduled to air the 22nd.
20th, 2 weeks from this Saturday at 8 p.m. on NBC. It will be a one-hour show this year. And, yes, this is a Saturday night burn-off, but, you know.
NBC needs all the help that they can get.
Yeah. But, you know, they, I believe they are flying home now as we speak. I believe they are done. I believe they have shows this weekend in the U.S.
I believe there's another bucket of ice water being loaded as we speak.
Ooh, yeah, I heard about that. Not cool.
Probably going to happen... They are 1 week away from Armageddon.
Right.
Yeah.
14.
You'll have the 3-hour Slammy Wars Raw Monday night. They tape
in
SmackDown.
Smark Central.
What'd you say?
Smark Central, smack dab in the middle of Philadelphia. Duck and cover, they're going to shit all over this.
Yep. And on that note, we need to cue the proper Slammy's music.
Oh, no, you don't have it, dude.
Do it!
I was just a boy. Everybody told me what I should do, who I should be.
Slammy Time 2008. There are a lot of stuff on here. Let's go balls deep into what the categories are.
And they are, and for those who don't know, they are up on WWE.com/shows/raw/Slammy Awards 08 for those who cannot see it.
And right now, let's talk about right now. Typho, call in. Anyway, we have Superstar. Well, it's more generic categories this year than they had on the last Slammies, a.k.a. 1997.
A.k.a. the year Joint got hit by Austin.
Yeah, Todd Pettengill, that little weasel.
Typho can't get through for some reason or other.
Oh. Okay. Thanks for telling me, VRM.
Yep.
All right. Superstar of the Year.
Is Cena listed?
Cena is listed.
Never bet against Cena.
Okay. Now, are we going to go to this as how they're going to do it from a work perspective or what we really... Or we should do it two ways, I think. What
Let's do a shoulda, woulda.
Right.
This, of course, we're ripping off a game show news net We Love to Interrupt game. And you could read We Love to Interrupt on GameShowNewsNet.com.
Thank you.
Gordon Pepper, for these plugs that we've been plugging through for your website for the past few weeks, we need payments.
Yep.
I will gladly take a copy of your episode and Jason Block's episode of Turn It Up.
There you go. I actually still I have it. I'll get it for you. I'll burn it. Seriously.
Yay.
Okay. Do you mind if I go first, Rob?
Go for it.
Okay. From my personal perspective, the superstar of the year for me, without question, is Edge. Edge is the guy who was in the top feud for most of the year. The guy who is going to get it is John Cena to piss off Chris Jericho even more and to set up a Cena-Batista 2 at WrestleMania.
By the way, Jason, I hate to bring up this. Remember when John Cena won the title at Survivor Series? I decided to write a little ditty about that. We did this last week. I'm only going to say the lyrics. Now we're just going to, and I'm not going to sing it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, creative team have done it. John Cena once again has won it with Jason Block grumbling all the while. Don Morrison's abs made the ladies smile. While the Glamazons to tall on top the diva pile, we're talking Survivor.
All right, okay.
Get
yeah,
the
you
hook.
Know, space. Yes, Nick, you have a... Remember, if I get the hook, there's nobody to host the show.
Me and Jason will figure the board out. It can't be any worse than the first night of RVD Radio.
I know how to do the board, so just send it to me.
No, thank you.
I might have the password still on my phone. Give me a second.
Uh-oh.
This is an hour show, folks. Come on.
Sorry.
Yeah, all right.
All right, shoulda, woulda, fourth.
I have to agree about who they'll give it to with Jason, but I think it'll be Jericho, because I think his heel run is definitely one of the best heel runs I've seen in a while. I like the way that he kind of seems hypocritical in a lot of the things he says, but also has a lot of truth involved with them.
Shoulda, woulda, VRM.
Should go to Edge. He has been the top heel in the company the entire year, and when he hasn't been there, it's been Vicky, and she's tied into Edge. So, yeah, but of course... Being as Cena has returned and won the Royal Rumble after whatever injury he came back from, which we were never expecting, and just won the World Heavyweight Championship just a couple months after neck surgery, it's going to be Cena.
And everybody's favorite, Nikki Haman.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. I've got a coin flip here because I agree. Edge is probably their... very, very best heel right now. He has, you know, he elevated Vicky. Now, she's still hard to watch, but you understand why she's hard to watch now. He tried to do stuff for the clones, Hawkins and Ryder, but now that they're no longer affiliated with him, where are they?
Well, they did do the tag gauntlet earlier.
Okay. Well... See, my coin flip is with Edge for just his complete awesomeness all year, his awesomeness, but Triple H for the fact that he has been consistent this year and actually hasn't been as over-the-top as he typically is unless Shawn Michaels is involved. And he's been healthy all year, so he's been holding SmackDown together while Jeff Hardy's, you know, while Jeff Hardy's serving suspensions and Edge is trying to heal up. But yeah, John Cena is going to win it hands and heads down.
Should Edge would unfortunately I'm gonna say Jeff Hardy.
Ooh, interesting choice.
Whoa.
Moving on to match of the year.
Okay.
Two of these matches I'll say yes. The other two, hell no. 2008 Royal Rumble match.
No.
Shawn Michaels versus Ric Flair at WrestleMania. Money in the Bank, WrestleMania. Undertaker versus Edge, Hell in a Cell. Nikki, shoulda, woulda.
Shoulda, woulda. Sad thing is, the two that I actually saw, I can't vote for. The only special thing about the Rumble match was Cena. And Undertaker versus Edge, Hell in a Cell was fun. Don't get me wrong. But my vote would go to the Money in the Bank match because of just all the insane, crazy crap that John Morrison alone did. It's going to Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair. Leave the memories alone. Sorry.
Which also could be said for Brayden Walker.
Hey.
Oh.
Do not play that out again. Who's there?
Brayden Walker. And I'm going to knock your brains out.
Nina.
How many wrestlers do I have that want to beat me up right now?
Yep.
I can get you some in 3 minutes. Oops, wrong manager. That's worth a fail. I understand.
No, I'm too tired to do a fail for you right now.
Thank you.
By the way, hell, I lied. VRM?
I'm with Nikki on this. Should go to the Money in the Bank. Will go to Michael Flair.
Jason?
Should Undertaker Edge, actually. That was the best 45 minutes of a Hell in a Cell I've seen in a long, long time. But Will, and I'm not going to be disappointed about this, will be Michael Flair.
Should Undertaker Edge, Will, Michael Flair.
Hey, what about Forrest? They never got his...
Yeah.
I was going to say both should and will go to Michaels Flair. I thought it was one of Flair's best matches in a long time. And really, the ending afterwards, I don't know, just somehow you kind of felt bad, but you kind of felt good, you know?
And actually, the retirement ceremony the next night was probably the best moment on TV this year, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You really, you know, unbelievable stuff.
If you don't have that second Ric Flair 3-disc DVD set, get it.
Because the entire ceremony is on it, including a couple of stars who you didn't see.
Seeing Undertaker paying tribute to Flair?
Yes.
I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
Diva of the Year, or should I say one female wrestler, two Divas of the Year, and one person who should never have been in the business. So let's do odd one out. Jason, your four are Mickie James,
mm-hmm.
Kelly Kelly,
mm-hmm.
Beth Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
Michelle McCool.
Wow. Should be Beth Phoenix. Will, Kelly Kelly, believe it or not. Not because Batista dated her and banged her. It's because she's actually been the most improved over the last year.
Believe it or not, Kelly has the waste of space is the right answer.
I'm sorry, I disagree with that.
I do too.
I mean, Eve Torres isn't up here, so I can't kick her out. She's not Diva of the Year.
Well,
right, Eve Torres is not a wrestler. She is an interviewer. Kelly, despite how she got in, has improved, and your disdain is simply biasing you against what she's doing in the ring.
Correct. Mm. And they would not put her in the SmackDown versus Raw if they didn't have a high enough feeling for her.
Okay. So let's go to Nikki.
Should get it. I'm going to say should get it for Kelly because that she is most improved, that she is willing to go out there, you know, even if she does fall on her face. I think she should get it. Who will probably get it will be Michelle McCool for all the wrong reasons.
I'll leave that alone. VRM.
Should get it, Beth Phoenix. Will get it, Mick Taker. And the reason, the butterfly crap.
I thought we put a lock on room 101.
No, she stole it.
Damn it. Damn it.
Yeah, she's still in.
No, she's still in and the belt's still in, but unfortunately she picked the lock.
No, Undertaker teleported her out. Never mind.
She just slipped through the gap in the door.
Oh! I heard that. Okay. Anyway, where were we?
Fourth.
I say should go to Beth Phoenix because I think she's had a good run so far this year. But I wouldn't mind seeing it with Kelly, who I think it'll go with, because she may not be the next Trish Stratus, but she has improved at least a little bit.
Should Beth Phoenix? Will?
She hasn't done anything this year.
Exactly, that's why she's going to get it.
Who, Michelle McCool?
She did one thing this year.
No, Mickey James.
No, Mickey James.
You're calling her horse face?
Yes.
Okay.
She's also got an ass like a centaur.
Wow, okay.
I always figured it was the other way around, that the pets started looking like their owners, but hey, you know, we're the settlement.
All right, no, don't quote Blade Braxton lines. Only if him and his drunken stupor to himself. Oh my God, moment of the year. Or, you know, let's just do it properly. Oh my God! Moment of the year.
Thank you.
Or during his run in 2006. Oh my God.
I think he said it right once.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a one-night stand, anyway.
Yeah. Your moments are CM Punk cashing in Money in the Bank. Undertaker sends Edge to hell. Floyd Mayweather punching Big Show.
And breaking his nose in the process.
Yep. And John Cena's surprise return at the Royal Rumble. Let's go to Jason Block.
This is an easy should and will for me because I happen to have been in the live crowd when this happened. What John Cena's return to the Royal Rumble was an absolute total surprise, and it blew the roof off of Madison Square Garden. The place went fucking crazy. Definitely Cena's return at the Rumble.
Nikki?
I'm torn. It's going to be Cena's surprise return. And as I was in the crowd as well, Jason, and I heard, holy shit, he's back, and oh shit, he's back. So, woulda, coulda, personally, you know, My vote, I'm flipping a coin between Undertaker sending Edge to hell, I was there and it scared the crap out of us, and CM Punk cashing in the Money in the Bank briefcase. Because I watched that crowd. Nobody sat down from when Punk hit the ring till they went to commercial.
VRM?
Uh-oh, dude, so do you have a decision, Nikki?
I'll go with CM Punk cashing it in.
That was a great moment, by the way. Fantastic.
Yes, it was. I have that on tape.
Yeah. I am completely torn between Punk and Cena. I am just... I wouldn't mind seeing either one. I'm going to say we'll go to Cena, because that was just... It's like you hear the buzzer, and then... Dad! And the AIM chat. Because in the AIM chat, we just explode like, what the fuck?! You have got to be fucking kidding me. Yeah, it's going to be Cena.
Fourth?
To me, it's a toss-up between Cena and Edge, but I'm probably going to say Cena. And I think that's going to win, because that really was one of those what-the-hell moments.
Right, okay. Now it's time for the hold-on. Damn! Moment of the year.
You didn't say yours.
The Ron Simmons Award.
Yeah, the damn moment of the year.
You didn't say
I think Cena is going to win it again.
Well, did you agree with it, though?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Kali Kiss Cam. Jim Ross in a sailor suit. CM Punk disguised and mariachi band lays out Chavo. Who ironically can swing a guitar better than the Honky Tonk Man.
You almost lose one finger and you're holding over the guy forever.
And Santino Morella attempts Molina's entrance. Let's go to VRM.
Should and will Santino Mafela.
And fourth.
I think it will go to Santino, but that selling he did after he failed it was priceless. It's his legs in the air and he's spinning.
Nikki?
It's going to be Santino. I've got a soft spot for the CM Punk Kabong moment, but I'm somebody who would pay a lot of money for CM Punk and Jeff Jarrett in a Guitars Only match. So
you stole my line there, Vic. Annette.
Sorry. It's going to be Santino, though.
Jason?
It should be the El Kabong moment from CM Punk, because that was great. I'm sorry. I just look. Quick throw me, girl. Bong. But it will be Santino, because that was just absolute priceless gold. And by the way, in real life, though, Santino should be up there in the Superstar of the Year. He has been consistently funny and hilarious and great the entire year.
All right. Should Santino Morello will Kali Kiss Cam?
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a different that's not a Ron Simmons dam.
Would you rather he spent time wrestling?
I'd rather him reprise his role and get smart.
which actually wasn't a bad movie.
Right.
No, it wasn't. But he was. It was the strong silent bodyguard. He's awesome at that. That's Daivari.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Tag Team of the Year. Team Abs. Oh, and that guy called Miz. Priceless. Oh, baby, I'm priceless. Crime Time and the Cologne Brothers for Tag Team of the Year. you know, with Carlito and Primo on there, they've only been tagging for like a couple months, and you could tell that the tag team division is. Fourth.
With me, should, it's a tough call because I think Priceless has done great in the short time that they've had, but Mrs. Morrison, for a long time, has been consistently entertaining, and I think they're going to win this one.
VRM?
Yeah. I'm going to go should and will Mrs. Morrison because two things. One, dirt sheet. Two, diamond-studded abs.
Jason?
Should Miz and Morrison will Crime Time. Crime Time will steal this one, literally and otherwise.
yeah. Judges, ruling. Okay, you got it.
Double win.
Well, it's two teams. Two guys. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yep. And Nikki Hammon, stop staring at Morrison's abs.
How did you know?
I know you,
know,
Nikki.
Definitely, it's one of those should, would, and I almost want to say will. Since I hate to say this, but they schooled the heck out of Crime Time, and that's a shame because I really, you know, I guess I shouldn't say should be Crime Time because they are awesome, but they haven't had the TV time. Miz and Morrison are hopefully will end up with it. Shoulda, woulda, Crime Time will be Miz and Morrison.
I gotta go with the in crowd because everybody's gonna be transfixed on that. Beautiful.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, am I counting out loud? I'm sorry.
Why am I counting out loud, too?
Because Morrison has an 8 back. He really does.
Hey, at least you guys are counting. I do that from instinct.
All right. Best finishing maneuver. Only two of these actually are good. Randy Orton's RKO. Undertaker's Hell's Gate.
AKA Go-Go Flotta.
The triangle, the Devil's Triangle Choke, okay.
The AKA the Go-Go Gadget Flotta, yes, okay.
Big Show's Knockout Punch. Thank you. And Evan Bourne's Shooting Star Press. Let's go to our favorite finishing maneuver, Jason Block.
Should and will. Evan Bourne's Airborne Shooting Star Press. It is the most impressive finishing maneuver in wrestling since the Canadian Destroyer. Plain and simple. And he executes that about as pretty and as beautiful as Kurt Angle does a moonsault. I am absolutely in love with that finishing move.
Nikki?
I've seen it live so many times.
Watch out before Evan Bourne lands on you and you take him home again.
Don't mind if I do.
Oh, no.
Don't mind if I do. Should and will. I have seen this. I have seen his Shooting Star Press in person a half a dozen times. I am truly blessed. And Evan does it so flawlessly that somewhere Billy Kidman cries.
Oh, wow.
He also cries when he has to write Torrey Wilson alimony checks.
Now. I wasn't even going to go there. But Billy Kidman is crying and Paul London is cussing. So, should and will. Evan Bourne. Forever.
VRM?
Should, will, 1,000 times over Airborne.
Fourth?
Airborne. shooting star press. That is an awesome.
Airborne for the sweep. Extreme moment of the year. How ironic that none of these extreme moments didn't take place on ECW.
Quiet.
Jeff Hardy, Swanton Bomb. Thank you. Jeff Hardy Swanton on Randy Orton from the Raw set. Undertaker falls off the ladder through tables as Edge wins the TLC match. JBL throws John Cena offstage into car windshield. And Chris Jericho smashes Shawn Michaels' head through Jeritron 6000.
In HD.
In HD.
Yes.
Jason?
Should and will win the Jeff Hardy Swanton Bomb on Randy Orton for two reasons. Number one, it was so perfectly, beautifully executed. This was the holy fuck sort of moment. And then when he kept climbing and climbing, and you're saying to yourself, is he really going to do this? And when he did it, you were like, what? And it was just so pretty to watch. So pretty and sick and scary at the same time.
Nikki?
I'm going to agree with Jason, should and will, with Jeff Hardy. The other three really, the Jericho Shawn Michaels thing is a reprise of Michaels Jannetty. JBL throwing Cena into a car windshield. Cena no-sold it. Undertaker Edge was scary, don't get me wrong. But Jeff Hardy Swanton was just spectacular. It's one of those I got up and bowed to the television. Because Jeff Hardy's such a sick bastard. It was beautiful.
VRM?
Should and will, Jeff Hardy. It was one of the only few moments, I think it was the only one of these three moments that actually elicited and deserved a holy shit chant.
Fourth.
Should and will, Jeff Hardy. That was the craziest thing I've seen Jeff Hardy doing in a long, long time.
WrestleMania 23?
Yeah, I'm going to say Jeff Hardy as well. Couple of the year. Do I even have to go through this?
No.
No, it's Edge and Vicky Guerrero, without question.
Yeah.
Put it to you this way. When you have a woman just say two words, excuse me.
Like a fourth grade teacher.
Thanks for stealing my line again. Thank you very much.
I'm under the furniture.
Yes. Yeah, it's one of those things where you just really, it's that memory of that teacher you hated in third, fourth, fifth grade, That teacher you just wanted to, you went home and had nightmares of. It's that good. And she's put it to you this way. She has incredible heat. And it's not just, it is just bad heat. And that's what gets the heel over. And she's just really good at it.
Alrighty. Just to let you know, there's five other categories. Musical performance, which is not listed. Breakout star. Announced team, WWE.com exclusive, and impersonation. All five of those will be exclusive to WWE.com. Charlie Haas gets screwed again. And speaking of getting screwed again, you know what it's time for, guys? Let's do some Room 101.
Yay!
Can I make our first honorary entry?
I got three of them ready, and I think you know who you're going for.
Yep. Can I please do it?
Yes.
Please. All right. I am currently washing my hands of a certain someone who made me very happy back in January, but now just pisses the fuck out of me. His jersey is currently balled up in a corner and is currently being prepared to be used as toilet paper in emergency situations. Ladies and gentlemen, mister, I'm going to put a gun in sweatpants and hope it doesn't fall down my leg and I end up pulling the trigger when it does. Plexico Burris.
I'm holding the door open.
Yeah, I'm throwing him in along with Antonio Pierce.
Pierce did not go in. Pierce did not go in.
He held the gun.
Pierce did not hold the gun.
Plaxico shot himself, Jason.
Yeah, but he hit the gun when after Plaxico asked him to.
Yeah, but he's now testifying to grand jury. He's going to testify to the grand jury, and he has presented the gun.
Okay, well, yes, but Plaxico needs to just lock him in. God, what a... Yeah.
The second one. We're thrown in the NFL Players Association.
For?
Two reasons. One.
Here's why. Has to do with Plaxico as well. They have filed grievance about how the New York Giants and how Roger Goodell are handling the Plaxico Burris situation.
In supposed violation of the collective bargaining agreement.
What?
Get the F out of here.
Oh, that's bullshit.
We're serious
here.
Well, let me just say what it is first. The Giants have put him on non-football injured reserve.
Right.
Suspended him for 4 games.
Without pay, correct?
Yeah, it is without pay. And plus, after the season is over, the Giants and Goodell are thinking about getting rid of his ass from the league. So you know what this means?
He pays back the money.
Every dime. So
yeah,
Players Association for bundling this up.
Okay,
and finally.
I'm confused about that, but okay.
O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Karma's
busted.
Karma is a bitch, ain't it?
Yes, he is.
And Karma ain't done with him yet. They better put him in his own quarters because everybody's waiting for him.
Nine. You know what? He caught a whole bunch of touchdown passes. One of the guys is going to be catching in prison soon.
Put it to you this way, he will be the wide receiver very soon, hopefully.
Yes.
Actually, that's worse than a line I heard. I gotta find this line real quick. Give me 2 seconds.
All right, while you find that, I do this then.
Thanks. Boy,
no problem.
Boy, that's going to be a loud sound that he's going to be hearing for the next 15 years.
It's going to be all of his life, pretty much, because we know damn well he's not going to get out in the minimum 9 years.
You think he's going to serve the full 15?
No, 33 years. That's what he got sentenced to, 33.
Minimum of 15, though, right?
Yeah, minimum 15.
Okay, I found it.
Go ahead.
Okay, from somebody's IM, a guy said O.J. was one of the greats. The response was yes, but I somehow think they won't be erasing his entire video library.
We don't need another argument.
No, let's just leave it alone.
Sorry, it had to be said. But we shall move on.
Yes.
Hello, DJ.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, there he is.
So I just want
to
wait
until
we
the TNA show.
Ooh. So how was it?
Last year's was better, but I made it fun. I have stories to tell later on. I already told Nikki. And so I guess we can do that in the archive.
Yes, because right now we got some room 101 to do.
Sweet.
We're going to start things off with Typo's pick, and he's not here.
Okay, hold
he's
on.
He is putting in Goldilocks' heel run in TNA.
Who's?
Goldilocks's. Her storyline was that she had a concussion, then when she came back, she turned heel. And she was in this long, drawn-out storyline with Eric Watts, where she manipulated to get people's contracts. The contracts that she got were as follows. Eric Watts himself. Baby Bear Alex Shelley, Sonny Siaki, Abyss, Shark Boy, D-Racy 3000, and Nuaz Fatu. Compile that off that she can't do a promo to save her life.
Mm-hmm.
And it involved Eric Watts. That is his reasoning for locking that away into room 101.
I don't have a memory enough to say one way or the other, so I'll let the other people do this.
I'm not going to be much help either.
I met Goldilocks before. She's hot.
That's not reason enough.
VRM, fourth?
No comment.
That's no comment for me either.
Actually, no, yes comment. Eric Watts, gone.
Yeah.
Eric Watts, good enough for me. So, Goldilocks' heel run is in. I wrote down hell, but I could edit that. Jason.
All right. My pick is, I don't believe this person has been nominated for Room 101. Is that correct?
That is correct. He has not.
Okay. My pick is Bill Goldberg. Because as a wrestler, he was not that great. He had a very limited skill set. And the way they built him up was just absolutely insane. But what was more telling was when he
Sarah,
got...
Can you turn it down?
Sorry. Was when he left the WWE and basically trashed the wrestling business, both the WCW and WWE, which made him basically filthy rich. So for that reason and that reason alone, I believe he should be in Room 101.
I vote nay.
You vote nay?
Yes, because I met Bill Goldberg after a show when he was world champion in 2003. Probably one of the most gracious wrestlers I've ever met. And besides that, I just think that Vince wanted to bury guys who were WCW guys. He didn't give him a good... I mean, he gave him a run as world champion, but they didn't utilize him right with his feuds with people. And I think Triple H really wanted to embarrass him. So I'm going to vote no. I like Goldberg, so.
Nikki?
I'm going to say no as well, because what happened with Goldberg and WWE is kind of bullshit on both sides. Mm-hmm. Between Goldberg's friction with Triple H, which stems all the way back to a little incident in a convention, all the way up to the stupid crap with Goldberg's agent. So, yeah, he's going to be kind of bitter. But in the wake of what was going on with the NWO in 1996 and 1997, Goldberg was at least another distraction that kept WCW on the map and on top until the Attitude Era. He's a very important cog in the Monday Night War history that doesn't involve Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. And,
BRM?
You know, no, he's not a great wrestler.
BRM, fourth?
he didn't. From what I've seen of him, he didn't have a great skill set like everyone's saying. But I honestly do not have any problem with him. Granted, I didn't really watch much WCW, but and it had the highest rated segment. It was like I think the last high rated segment in the Monday Night Raw for WCW when he beat Hogan for the title. It should have gone on a pay-per-view. It could have made more money, but he gave WCW that last gas that they needed, and I don't have any problems with it. I say no.
Sports?
I have to say no about both of them altogether, but honestly, from both ends, it was both their faults. The WWE run was really horrible. But otherwise, no, not really.
Boy.
I started to watch Goldberg's run. I have Goldberg's Saturday Night on tape, which chronicalizes his first match all the way up to when he got zapped. And what I'm going to say is, no, he is not going to go into Room 101. However, I would like to put in his movies, a.k.a. Santa Slay.
Yeah, that was crap.
Yeah, so Goldberg is going in. You're going to have... So what we have for you, Jason, here is, speaking of his movies, we have a 3-disc collector's edition of Santa's Sleigh for you to enjoy over the holidays.
Ah, oh, thank you so much. okay.
DJ, do you have something to throw into Room 101? Oh, on that note. Hey, Typho.
I finally made it.
Goldilocks. Goldilocks got in.
Welcome.
Yeah, I heard.
So, DJ, do you have something you want to put in?
Well, I didn't put a lot of careful thought into this because I didn't know you were doing Wrestling 101, but I did come up with the one anyway. And I'm going to throw in Zuba's pants and fanny packs. I'm looking at you, Sandman. I'm looking at you. The 1980s and the 1990s are over, folks. Get with the program. No. Just no on all counts. Put it in the room. Lock it up.
Objection.
go ahead.
Partial objection. I have a confession to make, and you guys are welcome to give me all the shit you want on it, but I don't care. Zubas are probably the most comfortable sweatpants ever made, and their modern equivalent, Atomics, are also exceptionally comfortable. They're not fashionable, but damn, they're comfy. You can throw the fanny packs in there, but you can't throw the Zubas in there. If you do, I will post a picture on Seidelman's page of me wearing them. And that's a threat.
That deserves a nightmare fuel tag.
Woohoo! All right. So Zubaz pants and what did you say? Fanny packs?
Mm-hmm. Fanny packs fine. Zubaz no.
Well,
Zubaz pants I'm not gonna throw no matter what because they are invested by the Road Warriors. They were cash investors in that.
For real?
Well,
put it to you this way. You've probably seen enough fanny packs and mullets when you're watching AWA on ESPN.
No, I get... yes, I also get enough fanny packs when I'm watching Mike Mattisau play poker.
Yes, he needs to go into Room 101, thank you very
Who,
much.
Who, Mike Mattisau?
Yes, the mouth. He needs to be just... Put it to you this way, any poker player who talks shit at a World Series of Poker event, when I watch it, it drives me up a fucking wall. You don't talk shit at a table. You don't.
Hey, if you're gonna throw Mattisau in, you throw Helmuth in as well.
Bingo.
Well, here's the thing about Helmuth. He's now become irrelevant now. The title that he's held on for 20 years is now taken away from him.
That is true. It happened this year. Youngest poker world winner, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Thank you, Peter Eastgate.
Yes. Peter East.
But Zubaz Pants on the threat of Nikki Haman, and also on a prohibitive threat of the Road Warriors. They're not going in. So we have a pair of Zubaz Pants for you, DJ.
What sports team would you like, DJ?
DJ.
I think he fled.
But we are going to throw fanny packs into room 101.
Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what I want. Sorry.
Okay. No, you're fine.
I keep hitting my iPhone button, like the mute. I'm not used to it, and it, like, muted me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, you're fine. I'm
going to check myself.
Wait.
Before we throw fanny packs in, I'd like to see what Jerry Seinfeld said about fanny packs. It looks like your belt is digesting a small animal.
All right. Let's see. VRM, you have something to throw in.
Yes. I am going to say this very carefully. I want to get my whole argument in. I am putting in quote-unquote undefeated wrestlers. I am not throwing in actual undefeated wrestlers. In this case, Goldberg Streak, Joe up until the triple threat match. I am throwing in the wrestlers who do not win a triple threat match, but are not pinned in the triple threat match, and still claim to be undefeated. Yes, I'm looking at you, Christian. It is just the worst feeling type thing to do. It's like, you're not undefeated. That's the whole point. You're not undefeated. You lost the match. Get over yourself.
Jason, Nikki?
I'm going to have to say no on this one because of the exact reaction that you're getting, that VRM got. If you say that and you make yourself over as a heel, that's how you do it. Sorry, not going in.
Precisely. And undefeated wrestlers, if they're faces, you just want to cheer them on and hope that the streak moves on. If they're heels, you will pay more to see him lose. That's just old school wrestling booking.
I'm not talking about undefeated, actual undefeated like Kozlov was. I'm talking about the guys that say they're undefeated even after they lose a match, but they weren't involved in the decision, quote unquote.
Same thing. I have no problem.
It's still old school. That's old school wrestling booking, man. I can't justify it.
Okay. My decision is it's not going to go into room 101 because I will bring up two people, Tatanka and, once again, Goldberg. So,
what the hell? The
hell was that?
DJ, is that your side?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Not me.
Not me.
Somebody playing Guitar Hero, maybe?
Not me. I've got the cats here, and they're both out cold.
I'm all right right
We've
here.
Got 2 minutes.
Yeah, two. Yeah, okay. So one.
Now we only have less than 1 minute. So what we're going to do is mine and Jason's Room 101 picks in archive. No, mine and Nikki's in archive, and you will want to turn into that. Also, we will have Pick'ems in archives, and also I want to announce that Room 101 is going to be its own show soon.
Oh, cool.
We'll have more details on that in the archives. However, for 4th, VRM, Typho, DJ, Jason Block, and the person who has had the what chant happen to them last night, Nikki Haman.
Woohoo!
I am Robert Solomon saying, the Westboro Baptist Church can go fuck themselves. Good night.
Oh, win.
And I just lost the damn soundboard.
Oh!
Ooh!
By the way,
Boomers! Boo! Blog Talk, you suck!
That happened to me on Tuesday, too.
Is Westworld the one that's protesting the sign in the government building?
Westboro Baptist Church protest was picketing the Amish schoolgirl funerals.
Oh, those. No, I thought you said West. Oh, Westboro. Oh, those guys. Oh, those are the ones who said God hates fags. Those guys.
Yep.
Oh, joy. Yeah. Well, they put it to you this way. They are the ones who also protested at the military funerals that said IED
yep.
is God's will. So. As the son of an Air Force staff, retired Air Force staff sergeant, they can go fuck themselves, too.
Well, I say that because guess where they are right now?
In your backyard.
They're in Washington.
With the whole
in
government.
In my friend's backyard.
Ask him a question for me. Ask
why are they in your friend's backyard?
They're in Longview, Washington.
Because?
It's a very big LGBT city there.
Okay.
And my friend Evan would be there protesting them. However, he is working.
Can't I, like, Bill Gates just create, like, a robot to kill all those Westboro Baptist people?
God, I hope so.
I'm sure he's working on it.
Just ask him why an all-loving God would hate people.
Oh, and by the way, although I might not necessarily agree with what they did, the Funny or Die Prop 8, the musical video, is absolutely hilarious. Have you seen that? Have you guys seen that yet?
I've heard about it. I haven't seen it, but I heard some serious kudos for it.
I've only heard about it now.
You can basically go to funnyordie.com if you, like I said, funny stuff.
Okay. Now, let's continue with Room 101, then we'll get to Pick'ems.
And some TNA stories, right?
Yes. Some TNA stories and some PT Wrestling stories. I know Jason and Seidelman have heard them, and I think I told DJ some of it.
And speaking of Mickey, go for it. Who are you putting in?
Well, I already know somebody who's going to object, but I'm going to do it anyway. My nominee for Room 101 is someone who has all the potential in the world and doesn't know what the hell to do with it.
I don't know.
I nominated Mr. Randall Keith Orton.
Wow.
Yay!
Randy has been useless to the business since January 2004 when he won the Intercontinental title, and somebody essentially told him that was his stepping stone to the world title, and he just stopped trying.
Here's my thing. You can throw Randy Orton in if you want, as long as you take Jeff Hardy with him, because I think Jeff Hardy has blown more potential than Randy Orton. Everybody's able to overlook Jeff Hardy's transgressions and can't do the same for Randy Orton. I think Randy Orton